My name is Ketia Aurelian, KETSIAAURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Lois Huff, LOISHUFF. This patient was seen today at November 23rd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, the aging process, and obesity. Period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 12 from 18, creatinine of 0.99 from 1.04, and eGFR of 58 from 55. there is evidence of non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 409 milligrams from 152 milligrams. Period. There is also evidence of chronic bacteriuria with positive urine culture growing E. coli, period. The patient reports urinary urgency and occasional episodes of urinary incontinence, but denies dysuria or other symptoms, period. She reports having a hysterectomy at the age of 30. In order to correct problems with her bladder. However, she is unsure of the specific condition at the time, period. We will order a postvoid pelvic ultrasound to assess the bladder for incomplete bladder emptying, period. We advise that she uses 1/3 of white vinegar and 2/3 of water solution to cleanse her vaginal area on a daily basis to promote acidity in that region to prevent future bacterial buildup. Period. if the pelvic ultrasound does report incomplete bladder emptying, we may refer her to a urologist for further evaluation. Period. She is euvolemic and denies any other complaints. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is stable with blood pressure of 141 over 75. She weighs 205 pounds and has gained 5 pounds since the last visit with a BMI of 33. We encourage her to decrease her intake of sodium and to 2 grams in 24 hours. Period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hypothyroidism. We will request thyroid panel for the next visit. Next line, obesity. As previously stated, she has gained 5 pounds and weighs 205 pounds with a BMI of 33. We encourage her to increase her physical activity and to lose weight by adopting a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods. Next line, next line. Asymptomatic bacteriuria as per number one. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. Continue with the vitamin D3 supplementation. Next line, osteopenia. Next line, diverticulitis history. Next line, GERD, which is under control. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. However, we will contact the patient if there is anything concerning on the pelvic ultrasound. Period. We also encourage her to contact us if she develops any urinary symptoms, fevers, chills, confusion, irritability, or any other concerns prior to her next visit. Period. We also ordered a mammogram for routine breast cancer screening. Period. End.